I like normal.
I'll edit it out for you, don't worry.
Okay. Mic check, mic check.
Okay, guys. Come on over.
Now I edit it. Okay, now I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
So, we have a guest teacher tonight. I'm really excited to introduce Sergey. He's going to be our teacher tonight. Sergey, our newcomer class.
Okay, now we know all the names. Good. Okay, guys. So, Dan told me to review a few things with you and then try to learn some new stuff, okay? So, and then we want to start with waltz. Can we try to dance to music and then see nature turn, close change, reverse turn? Can we try to do that? Yes? Okay. I'll put the music on. So whenever you're ready to start, let's just go over a few things very quickly, okay? So theory-wise, if you're doing a nature turn, if you're going forward, you're going to go from the right foot. If you're going backwards, you're going to go from the left foot. Reverse is going to be opposite. So if you're doing a left turn, going forward, you're going to go from the left foot. And going backwards, you're going to go from the right foot, right? So going forward is always going to be foot going to the direction of the turn. And going backwards is going to be always an opposite foot, right? So if I'm doing a nature turn, I'll go forward with the right leg and backward with the left foot, right? Same thing for reverse turn. If I go forward, I'll go with the left foot and backward with the right foot. Okay? So now, are everyone clear about the weight transfer? Guys? Ladies? Okay. Let's quickly go over it. So we're rarely going to go from the same foot twice, right? I think that for right now, you don't have any figures to do that. For example, later on, we're going to do a hesitation change where we're going back, collect, and going to go from the same foot twice, right? For right now, we do not have that, so we're going to go from one foot only one time. So if I'm going from the right, left, and I'm doing another step with the right, which foot will be free? Left. So I will go left, right, left. Which foot is free? Right. So I'll go right, left, right. Which foot is free? Left. So you see how it goes, right? So we're not going to go right, left, right, right. Right? So if I do the action with my right leg, it's already taken. So now I have to go from the other leg. Fortunately, we'll not have two legs, so it's kind of hard to mess it up. Okay. So let's do this right now. Let's go, ladies, can you stay in front of the gentleman right here and gentleman behind? So we're going to do this right now. We're going to do your routine. We're going to do nature turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close change. Reverse turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then a close change again to go to the nature turn back. Okay? So first I'm going to do the guy's part. We're going to go right away into nature turn. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close change. 1, 2, 3, reverse turn, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, close change, 1, 2, 3, from beginning, nature turn, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, close change, 1, 2, 3, reverse turn, 1, 2, 3, 4, five, six, close change. One, two, three. Good. Okay, let's do the ladies part now. Okay, so we're going to start from the nature turn immediately. You ready? And one, two, three, four, five, close change. One, two, three, reverse turn. One, two, three, four, five, close change. One, two, three, nature turn. One, two, three, four, five, six, close change. One, two, three, and reverse turn. Two, three, four, five, six, and a close change. One, two, three. Okay? So, what are the main questions for that set of figures? What is the most confusing thing for you? Ladies?
I think like a lot of ladies get confused about how much to turn.
Okay. So, the amount of rotation, right? When we do the nature turn, we have about, let's say, a quarter rotation, right? So, if I'm going to start going diagonal wall, I'm going to backward diagonal wall, so I'm going to go with the left foot. Between the first and the second step, I'm going to turn in about a quarter, and from here, I will just continue to go straight, and I'll collect my feet together. So, I'm not going to turn afterwards, right? So, look one more time. We do nature turn. The reason why we want to do this is because we want to open the space for the gentleman so he could continue going. Otherwise, if we're going to go back, he won't be able to get around us, and he will most likely end up further from us. Right? So we want to make sure we're going backward, opening the side, continue to go forward together. So we have about a quarter turn. Now, he has to do the same thing for us because he goes backward, so he opens his side. We're going to go forward, but at the end, there's still going to be a quarter rotation. So we're going to go forward together. So see, but here I'm going to turn a little bit later, right? Even though my body will be turning, my feet will continue to go straight, right? So see, I'm going forward. Now I continue to go forward. And from here, as I collect, I will turn my feet just a bit more, okay? Now when we do close change, we have a very minimum amount of rotation because we're still going the same direction, right? So here, if I'm going close change from nature turn to reverse turn, I'll go back with the left. I have a little rotation between first and second step because I still need to open my side, right? Then I continue to go diagonal back. So both steps are going to go back and then diagonal back. Now when you do reverse turn, it works the same way. So if I'm going back, I need to let my partner go through. So between the first and the second step, I'm going to turn about a quarter. So I'm going to go one, two, three, right? And then we want to be facing almost line of dance. Right, so ladies, turn just a bit more. So I don't want you to be facing the wall. I want you to be facing line of dance right now. Right, so from here, we're going to pass the partner. Right, so he has to open his side for us. So we're going to go forward, and turn your feet a bit more. Okay. Now when you do close change here, it's going to be the same as the previous one. So we're going backward, open the side just a bit, backward together. So here, we're pretty much doing a turn. Very minimal rotation, right, between first and second step. Okay, let's do it one more time. Gentlemen, any confusing things for you that you want to go over? Okay, let's do it one more time. Ready? So, nature turn. And one, two, three. So, we want to be facing line of dance right now, ladies. Right? Guys, you're going to be back slightly under turn to be back to line of dance. Right? Now, we'll continue to go. And four, five, six. We're done with the nature turn, right? Now, overturn, ladies. So you don't want to be backwards line of dance. You're going to want to be backwards to the center of the ballroom right now. Okay? So, from here, which foot will be free? Left. Because you went right, left, right. So you just use your right foot. Okay, so now we're doing close change. We're barely going to turn, right? We're going to mostly swing. So we're going to open the side and swing, right? So we'll go backward, diagonal back, together. We don't turn. Right? And we're going to continue to go back that direction. Right? So I will continue to go with my right foot here. So I know that you're trying to look at me. I'm just making sure that you know where your position is because I see some of you ending up like this. Right? You want to make sure you're going to continue to go same direction, reverse turn. Now, reverse turn. We're going to be opening the side. So we'll go one, two, three. Now, the gentleman will open the side, so we're walking through. Four, five, six, right? Now we're going to continue to go to the close change, and one, two, three. And starting from the beginning. Okay? Is that a bit more clear? Ladies? Yes? Okay, gentlemen. Anything particular you want to work? Okay. Do you know the footwork for the nature turn, close change, reverse turn? Let's go over it just very quickly. So, gentlemen, you're going to go right now. Heel, toe, 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 heel. Going back. Toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Now, close change. Heel, toe, 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 heel. Reverse turn will be identical footwork. Heel, toe, 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 heel. Going back. Toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Close change will be the same. Heel, toe, 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 heel. So, see right now, every single time you're going forward, ladies, your footwork will be identical. We're going to go over it right now. Every single time we're going to be going forward, the footwork for right now will be heel, toe, 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 heel. And every single time we'll be going backward in those particular steps, we'll be going toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Okay? So, there will be no difference for footwork, but only for those steps, right? The more steps we're going to learn, the footwork will change right now. So, ladies, your footwork. Ready? Let's try. And toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Continue. Heel, toe, 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 heel. Don't overturn, please. And toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Continue reverse turn. Toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Continue reverse turn. Heel, toe, 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 heel. And close change. Toe, heel, toe, toe, heel. Just a little less turn. That's it. Okay? Footwork is clear? Can we try to do it together one more time? So take the partner, please. And to my count, we'll start. Take the partner. Go ahead. We have a few more gentlemen. Okay. Ready? We'll switch. Don't worry. Okay. Ready? Let's do it. And one, two, three, four, five, six, and one, two, three. Reverse turn. One, two, three, four, five, six. Close change. One, two, and from beginning, please. And one, two, three, 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 one, two, three. Not bad. Not bad at all. Much better than the first time. Okay. So, what was hard right now, guys? Was anything particular challenging when you dance right now together? Come on, guys. Talk to me. Can't read your mind yet. Well, that happens. Okay. So, look, let's quickly talk about getting around each other, because sometimes I see that you're ending up on a quite a far distance from each other then. So, the thing is, first of all, do not be afraid to dance with each other, right? So, I'm sure that no one bites here, right? Anyone? I don't know. So, guys, the goal is, so first of all, guys, try not to do this, please. Ready? If we're dancing, so first of all, we're not going to dance like this, right? Unfortunately or fortunately, we'll have to have connection, right, guys? Now, when we're talking about connection, doesn't mean, right? So we're not holding the lady as close to us as possible and pushing her in and pulling her in, right? So make sure that we establish connection by getting close enough to each other and make sure we have at least rib cage and maybe leg connection point, right? But we don't really need to pull the partner or anything, right? So now arms, it's a responsibility of each of you, right? So I'm holding my arms and my partner holds her arms, right? So we're not going to be hanging on each other, pulling up each other, nothing like that. Right? Now, connection for the closed position, and we're dancing right now in a closed position only for it now, will be right to the right. Now, it's not going to be right to the right. It's going to right when we're standing in front of each other, right? But we're slightly displaced, so ladies, you're going to be standing really far to your left. Okay? So that's going to be the connection. Now, when we're getting around each other, see, I will really go straight forward instead of going one, two, three, and wondering why do you have a distance right now? Instead of that, I will continue to go through. One, two, three. Right? So see the difference? So instead of being afraid that they're going to kick my partner, now, those things will happen for a reason, right? So look, if I will go one, two, look how far I'm going to end up from my partner, right? If I do the same thing, one, two, three, we'll most likely end up as close as before. See the difference? So same thing right now when I'm going back, right? When I'm opening the side, think of a door. In this case, I will be the door. So I have to open. So instead of going one, two, three, I'm a terrible door, I'm going to do this. One, two, three, and I'll open. All right? You see? My partner still stays connected to me. Thank you. All right? So make sure that right now you do brush your feet through position together. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to dance like you're skiing, right? But I need to make sure that as you go through, you are not afraid to brush your foot through position together and proceed forward. Now, whoever goes backward, you have to make sure that you have to get your free leg out as fast as possible. Because if you don't do this, accidentally you're going to get hit with your partner's leg. Right? So, we want to make sure as I'm going back, I don't do this. Right? So, as soon as I'm leaving from my right foot, I'm making sure that I'm collecting and opening to the direction where I'm going to go and forward, right? So when I'm going forward, now that's my rule. So now I'm going forward and passing through. So I'm going back again. I need to make sure that I'll open my leg. Now, I don't need to do it as fast as possible, right? But I want to make sure that the moment I left the weight, the leg is already out. So it shouldn't be jerky movement. It shouldn't be anything extraordinarily fast, but make sure that you collect it at the right time. Okay? That way you won't get hurt by your partner. Okay? Can I try to do one more time? So right now I want to make sure that you're going through the partner. Not pushing your partner, right? So we're not chest bumping. But I want to make sure that you keep your feet in the direction where you started. Okay? Switch partners, please. Unless you have established partner already. I want to make sure that everyone have a chance to dance with a partner. Get the partner. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We have a guy. He's taken. Okay. Yeah. And now, guys, another rule. We do not look down. Right? We should not. It doesn't mean that we have to stare at this thing, but at least we have to look at the eye level. Right? Especially if you dance in competition, which is the next one, DCDI, I never want to see anyone like that. Right? So make sure that you could see your neck. Your shoulders are down, your chin is up. Okay? Let's try. Let's go. And one, two, three, four, five, six, and one. Two, three, one. Two, three, one. Two, three, and one. Two from beginning. One, two, three, four, six. One, two, three, and reverse. One, two, three, four, five, six, and one, two. Not bad. That was much better. Okay, guys, where did you get confused?
We need help.
What happened?
I don't know.
I think it was the very beginning.
Okay, so think of this. First of all, not looking down.
Right.
That's going to really help, right? Second, let's not keep as far as possible distance.
Right.
So let's make sure that holding frame. So now when you're going forward,
right?
Go with the foot that you want to. So you're going right. Inside the partner. So, and you're going to go, if he goes for the right, you're going to go with the left.
Okay.
Ready? And one, two, three. Now, which foot you going with?
The right
one. The other right. Yes, that's the right. Yes. And go.
So I'm going with the left.
Four, five, six. Now, which foot you have free?
Left.
Wrong.
Right.
Which one? Left or right?
Right.
Left.
I said left and you said wrong.
Well, you need to be sure. Okay, which foot do you have free?
Right.
Okay, good. Let's go. And One. Yeah, the only thing, guys, look, about the feet position. Can I borrow you very quickly? About the feet position, you never want to be dancing like this. Unless you go on outside partner, right? We have 4 feet lines. That means, see, I have 2 feet. That's too wide, right? I have 2 feet, even too wide. So, like, almost together. That's it. Perfect. See, I have 2 feet. My partner has 2 feet. All right, so, look, I go one. No, good. Go in between my feet.
Okay.
Go there. Two. Now I go in between her feet, 3, and then 4. That's it. This is our 4 feet lines. Now, let's say, if I'm going with the left foot here, is it outside or inside partner?
Outside.
Somewhat, but it's still going to be in line, technically. We might be preparing to go outside partner, right? So if I will go right now with my right foot here, is it outside or inside? Outside. This is definitely outside.
It's
right?
Outside when both feet are going outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So I want to make sure right now. For right now, we don't really have an outside partner steps. For right now, we might have one if we're gonna. Yeah. But for right now, I'm talking about the waltz, right? So you see, if I will go 1, 2, 3. See, all was in line. So I don't want to do 1, 2, 3. Now, if I'm doing nature turn, I don't want to do this. Right? I want to make sure that I'm going still left foot back.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that I'm still going in line. Right? So if my partner goes forward, and that's it. Right? Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you're going in line right now, not outside. Right? But to be sure, make sure that you're standing in front of each other instead of being to the side. Otherwise, it's going to be quite a tricky move to go in line. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Clear with that? Yes? Let's try to do it to music, but on my cue, we're going to start, okay? So take the partner, please. If you want to switch one. Okay. I'll give you one preparation bar, guys. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. 2 from beginning and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1. 2, 3 from beginning. Good. Okay. Now, majority of you, the biggest majority, did steps great. But, guys, what is the important thing in dancing? Okay. Let's say, when we are looking at the performance or competition, what will be very important? First of all, what do you usually dance to? Some kind of rhythm music. If they're not dancing to music, if you know they're supposed to be dancing to a rhythm, they're not dancing to music, would you like that performance? Not really. Why? Because they don't know what they're doing, or they're for some reason offbeat. So the most important thing, for example, for dancing for right now is make sure that you're dancing to music. All right? So when you're going to go to the competition, make sure you're not just doing your steps, but you're trying to do your steps according to the music. All right? So make sure you listen to it. Or if it helps you, count it out loud. But make sure that both of you are dancing to the same rhythm. Not just the one that's inside your head, but actually the one that's playing. Because that's the one that judges here too. Right? Okay, so let's do it one more time. And I want to make sure right now that we're dancing to music. Okay? I will try to switch the song to trick you. Let's do it. Ready? Take the partner. Guys, can everyone hear it? I could run around. One, two, three, 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 one, two, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. Good. That was much better. So, remember, whenever you're going to dance your next competition, if you will, try to listen to music first of all, right? And don't be afraid to make a little hesitation to adjust your dancing to music. If you feel like you're going ahead, you better now not like stop completely and listen to it, but adjust, make sure that you're still moving, and then start dancing to the beat, okay? Because that's the first thing, that's the first reason why you won't make the first cut. Because you're not dancing to music, right? Second is, of course, your presentation. So if you're dancing somehow like this, you're probably not going to make it too, right? So I want to make sure that all of you are standing, looking up, maybe smiling if it's acceptable, right? And then, so ladies, you're going to be looking to your left, right? But not like to the left here, diagonal left. And guys, you're going to be looking straight, right? Not to the partner, not somewhere else, not down on the feet, not to the other girls, but forward. Okay? So, let's quickly talk about the frame, because that's what we're going to do for all swing dances, which is waltz, Venus waltz, foxtrot, and quickstep. Tango is not a swing dance, right? So just warning you of this. So the frame is going to be for all the swing dances. So how we want to approach the partner, right? So first we want to invite the partner. We don't want to just do this. Right, so we want to make sure that we're inviting her, right? So to invite her, we need to make sure that we are prepared. So we don't want to be straight. So depending, I'm not sure if you do preparation step or not. If you don't do preparation step, make sure you're already standing on the foot that you're going to be standing on. And the free foot has to be, for example, if I'm doing an H2 turn, it's going to be my right foot, right? So I would do this. So I'll have my right foot to the side. I'll prepare, I'll give her my hand. See my right hand already to the side. Now I will gently pull her, right? Again, keyword is gently, right? And to somewhere that she has to meet me, right? So here, I'm going to soft my knees a bit, and now look where I'm going to place my hand. I'm going to hold her on her shoulder blade. Not too high, not too low, right? Okay, so here, and then she puts her hand on top, but if you could see, not on the shoulder, right? Just a little lower than the shoulder, and she has this kind of, so she gives me a slight pinch, right? But if you could see, her wrist is on me too. So it's not just, sorry. And you're gonna be, gentlemen, for a second, so we don't wanna just do this, right? Wanna make sure that my wrist there, right? So if you see, it's my wrist and my whole hand is there, right? So not just this. Okay, ladies? So this, and then I will be not going to the left, right? I will be stretching to the left. So if you think that your ear has to be pointing to your elbow and your nose to your wrist, or if you have a watch, that's where you'll be looking, right? But don't look to the left because you'll be to the right. You want to be left because both of us want to be to our left, okay? Because you want to create, bless you, you want to create a little volume and you don't want to have a uni head. You know what uni head is? When you look in the mirror, right? So want to make sure that you can see both of you pretty much from all the directions. Thank you. Okay? Is it clear? Yes? Okay, so guys, I think because the time is scarce, we're going to try to, instead of learning the whisk and the shasta, we're going to do tango because I heard that you do not really know tango. Okay, so let's do it, right? So now, gentlemen, you're going to be here. Ladies, you'll be here. So first, I'll go over the steps. In a tango, we do not slide, first of all, right? So in tango, we're going to be walking just like a normal life. Right, so I will be walking from the heel majority of the time. The only difference is they're going to be on a slightly softer knees. Now, on a slightly softer knees doesn't mean I'm going to be walking like this. Right? I will straighten my knees, of course, just the level will stay lower than normal, right? So in tango, I will make sure that I am stepping from the heel. But again, my knees are not out, so no funny walking, right? So if you could see, knees are soft, they're pointing forward. Now I'm not laying down like this, no butt sticking out, so I'm standing actually straight, right? So here, and now I will straighten my knee when I'm trying to reach, but I will bend it the moment I am receiving on the foot, right? And then if you could see, I'm getting on my foot immediately, so I don't do this. Right, so we're not quietly trying to walk, right? So I will get on the foot, get on the foot, get on the foot, get on the foot, right? Ladies, majority of the time you will be walking backwards, just saying, unfortunately that's it is. So When you're walking back in tango, you do have to collect your feet just a bit faster, right? So I want to make sure that you go in back. As you arrive, you take your free leg out while you're still standing on the foot, right? So arrive leg out, arrive leg out, arrive leg out, right? Now, when you're getting your leg out, make sure that your hips are not going with it. So it shouldn't be out, right? So I want to still maintain my posture and, right? So if you could see, I'm opening my leg from my hip, but I'm not taking my hip with it, right? And my head will maintain straight. Right? Okay, and if you could see, I don't do this. So I'm not split weight. I'm on the foot, on the foot, on the foot. It doesn't have to be huge steps. Okay? Just get your leg out. I'll explain you why next. Okay, so let's learn. We have to learn two walks and then reverse turn, lady outside. Okay, so guys, first the steps. We're going to start with the left foot. Tango will majority of the time, so we'll be starting with the left foot. So we're going to do this. Slow, slow. Now, reverse turn, we're going to go quick, quick. And now we're going to go back slow, quick, quick, slow. Okay? Let's do it one more time. Sorry, I'll move it right here. Huh? Sorry.
I was going to say, is it easier if we line up this way? Because we're going that way down the...
Oh, there.
Okay.
Wait, no, wait, line up. Sorry.
Line up like guys, leaders, followers, going line up dance this way.
Yeah, line up dance, right? Sorry, I'm slower today.
Okay,
okay, one more time. So, gentlemen, look, we're going to go slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Here, could do it one more time. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Mm-hmm. Okay, try to practice it. I will get back to you in a few minutes. Ladies, let's do your steps. Drop it. Okay, so ladies, you're going to start with the right foot because gentlemen starting from the left foot. Okay, so we're going to go slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Footwork is extremely simple. If you're going forward, it's a heel toe. If you're going backward, it's a toe heel for right now. Right? So not too many choices. Let's do one more time. Ready? So we're going to go slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Mm-hmm. Let's do it one more time. So now what we're actually doing is two figures. First is two curving walks. Right, that's our first slow, slow. And then we'll have a reverse turn, lady outside. Remember what's outside? We're going to go outside partner, right? So that means we're going to go with the right foot outside gentleman's feet. Okay? Let's try one more time. Just like that. So, we're going to go and slow, slow. We finished two curving walks. Now, we're going to reverse turn. We're going to start turning to the left or counterclockwise and quick, quick going forward, slow, outside partner, and now we continue to go to the close, quick, quick, slow. Mm-hmm. Turn a bit more, we're going to do it one more time, ready, and slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, almost, right? So look, the rhythm for the reverse turn itself will be quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. So the first quick, quick, slow, it's your actual reverse turn. And the second quick, quick, slow, that's going to be the closed ending. Right? So look, the reverse turn itself. Quick, quick, slow. That's the reverse turn. Now it's going to be the closed finish. Quick, quick, slow. Mm-hmm. Let's do it one more time. So see, we kind of have three parts. So first we're going to have two walks. Then we're going to have reverse turn lady outside. And then we'll have a closed finish. Okay, so one more time. We're going to do two walks first. Slow, slow. Not much turning here, right? So we're curving, but we don't turn. We're still facing the guy. So still facing there. Yep. Now we do reverse turn, lay outside. Quick, quick, slow. So we went outside with the right foot. With the right foot. Yes. So right now, if we just went with the right foot, which foot will be free? Left. Okay, excellent. But we're already on the right foot, right? So we're done with the step. So now we're going to go. Close finish. Quick, quick. So here we go on sideways, and now we'll collect the foot. Slow. Mm-hmm. So now, as soon as we're collecting, we're still going to stay on the soft knee. So there's not going to be slow. Slow. Just collecting feet together. Okay? Let's do one more time. And then I have to go to the gentleman. One more time. So two walks first. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Somehow you're always going from the other foot, or you're a little too early. Right? Look, it's going to go. So, ladies, look, you're going to start from which foot, right or left? That's if you're doing two walks.
Right
foot. So you go on the right, left. Which foot are you going to start reverse turn? Very good. So you see, we did two walks. Slow, slow. Reverse turn. Quick, quick, slow. Because there's no together. And now we're going to go quick, quick, slow. That's our together. Yes. Okay, gentlemen. So now, when you're doing walks, we're going in line. So we're going inside the partner's feet, not outside, right? So we're going to go two walks. Now, normally not going to be facing line of dance. We're going to actually get there. So we're going to curve the walks, right? So we're going to go left, right. Now we're going to go still in line, around. Now from here, we're going to go back. Ladies going to go forward, outside. So ladies will pass right here. We're just going to go back. No turning. Just go back, guys. Slow. That's it. So still don't turn. Now we're going to go to the close finish. We're going to go back and we're going to start turning. Quick, quick, slow. Let's do one more time. So really try to break it down kind of to three parts. So first you have slow, slow, that's your walks. Then you have quick, quick, slow, that's your open reverse turn, lady outside. And then you're ready to go into the close finish, right? So two walks. Slow, slow. You're done with the walks. But guys, I want to make sure that you're already on the foot. So you're not done yet. Now you are. Now we do an open reverse turn. Quick, quick, slow. So I'm on the left foot, my right foot is free, and it's going to be out right now. So this is the weight. I'm done. Right? So now we're going to go to the close finish. Quick, quick, slow. Mm-hmm. Let me show you the steps. So if we're going to just walk through it, we're going to go walk, walk. See? Still going in line. We just curve the steps. Now we're going quick, quick, slow. See, we just went. We didn't turn yet. Now we're going to start turning. Quick, quick, slow. Because a lot of times what happens, guys, on that first slow, when the lady goes outside, you're starting to rotate already where you shouldn't. You just have to go back. Look one more time. So we're going to do again two walks. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. See, I don't turn here. And if you could see, my body slightly turned to the right to face my partner. So I don't want to be like this. Here still. Now I'm going to start turning. Quick, quick, slow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing, ladies and gentlemen, same thing. In tango, left foot will be slightly forward. Like this. This is our position in tango. So left foot stays just as slightly forward. So about 1/3 to half of the foot. Not much, right? So we don't want to be like this. It's going to be much easier to dance like this together when you're going to collect your foot slightly in front. Because a lot of times when we're finishing, ladies, you're going to go quick, quick. Instead of collecting together, collect left foot slightly forward. Right? So same thing for you guys. You're going quick, quick. Slow when I'm collecting my right foot. See, I'm collecting it just a little bit behind. Right? Because ladies' foot will be right here, so if you're going to collect here, you most of the time will have problem with hitting your partner with the knee. So collect it just a little behind, but you see, I don't have a gap between my feet or between my knees. So I'm not going to go here, right? And. Okay? Okay, now, without the frame, just kind of practice position, I want you to try to just walk through the steps. Okay? Take the partner, please. Don't be afraid. It's okay to do mistakes. Take the partner. Take the partner. Oops, sorry. Little guy right there. Okay. You ready? And now, guys, just like a practice position. Don't stay too far from each other. It's going to make it harder, right? If you're in connection, it's okay. If you know tango frame, great. If you don't worry about it yet. Just go for a hug. Okay, you ready? Let's go. And slow. Continue. Quick. Slow. Outside partner there. And quick. Slow. All right? Slightly it's overturned. Okay. That slow with the right foot was outside partner.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it one more time. Turn a little bit here, guys. Don't move anywhere. Let's go one more time. Ready? One more time, please. And slow. Continue. Quick outside partner now. Slow. Great. And quick. Slow. Much better. Good. Okay. Now, tango frame, right? Going to be almost the same as our ballroom frame. The only difference is where the lady will be holding and that we have slightly more displacement. Mara, can you help me, please? So look, this hand going to be the same, right? Now, here, gentlemen, you're going to be holding lady a little bit lower, right? Not too low, remember, right? Just a little lower because we don't want to hold her anymore under the shoulder blade. Slightly lower is going to be somewhere closer to the middle of the back, right? That happens because lady is displaced more to our right than before, right? So see, if we dance in swing dances, she's going to be a bit more in front of us, right? Still not quite, but still a bit more. When we dance in tango, she will be slightly more displaced, and this is why we're holding her here, right? Now, ladies, you're going to be holding the gentleman. So what you're going to do, look, if you're going to take your hand from the swing dances, and without changing anything, you're going to do this. Right? Sorry.
No, okay.
Right? So look one more time. So I'm going to take my hand, just like it was before, and I'm going to change the position without really moving my elbow. I'm going to just change position underneath at exactly the same spot. So, don't tickle your partner, please. Right? It's not an under armpit. Right? So this is what we don't want to do. Sorry, I had to show that. So look, we're going to go right here. See, she's already afraid. Right? Now, we're going to have a little hook. We're going to use our pointing finger and our thumb. So this is the area where you're going to hook your partner's arm. Right? So it's not going to be just your thumb because it's not going to quite do it. Okay, can I use someone? Help me out. It's okay. No worries. Right? So look, we're going to take our hand. Right? This is what we don't want to do. Right? It doesn't look quite right. So, we're going to take the hand. Now, shoulders down. That's it. So, here. Now, he can't go anywhere. Right? So. Right? So, this is the frame, pretty much. Right? Connection's here. Left foot is a bit forward. Right? Was it? Left foot a bit forward. That's it. Very good. So, right here. Right? And now, roll the shoulder down. That's it. Good. Okay? That's it. So, this is the frame. Right? So now we don't need to pick it up. We don't need to hang here. So we're just holding like before. So it was here. Now it will be underneath. Okay? But everyone's still holding their own arms. Okay? Take the partner. Let's try to do the frame right now. Okay? Right shoulder just a little lower. That's it. Right? And then remember, you're going to go from here to here. But no tickling. A finger starts to straight. That's it. Good. Now, let's close either this way or this way. Right? And then make sure that the arm is in between. Good. Now, stretch the arm. Right? And close all the fingers, please. That's it. Right here. Center to her. That's it. That's much better. Right? Hook. Great. Okay. And now, give him a little hook. Pick up. That's it. Good. Stretch the arm a bit. That's it. So arm side is soft. Good. Okay. That's it. Okay. Slightly more here. Okay. Yep. And then look just a bit more underneath. So not so much just to the side, but slightly more underneath. Okay. Okay. Now, so pointing finger and the thumb.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So you want to kind of have stronger, right? Because if you only do this, it's not going to do much, right? So you want to make sure it stays there. like this, okay? So when you're holding her, you still want to connect to her arm, right? So make sure that there's no like actual gap, right? So there's going to be a little cup holder, but besides that, your arm still has to be connected, right? And then make sure that the arm is in between. No. Yeah, that's it. So you want to have a straight line from your elbow to elbow. That's it. Okay? No, right?
No.
Shoulder down.
Shoulder down.
Shoulder down, not the elbow down. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's it. Good, much better. Here, fingers together. That's it. No, fingers together. Those two.
Okay.
That's it. Right, now arm is a little higher. And here, right? Now shoulders down, but elbows up.
Okay.
Shoulders down, elbows up. That's it. Good. Okay, so and then from here, look, it's not going to be just this one, but it's a little this. So you have to hook with both of them. And all your fingers are straight.
Okay.
That's it. But it's here, not here, here. That's it, little pick up. Right? Good. Just a little higher. Good.
Mm-hmm. Watch it, mature.
And then straight this elbow. That's it.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Don't be shy. A little closer. Okay, good. That's it. Good. Not under the armpit, a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Fingers all together. That's it. Here. Now look, you want to not only this, but here, right? So kind of, so it's
like
pointing
this?
Finger too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and all the fingers are straight. Yes. Okay. Arm is up. That's it. Good. And all fingers are closed. Good. All fingers together. 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 That's it. Okay. Straight. Good. Here. Good. So not under armpit, just a little here. Yeah. Here. That's it. Good. No problem. All fingers are together. Those two. Elbows up. That's it. And not armpit. Here. That's it. This is straight. Here. Good. That's much better. Okay, I think I saw almost everyone. So one more time, guys, few tips. Let's not do this. We're not playing a guitar, right? So all fingers are going to be together, and especially your thumb, because I know how much in the beginning is going to be very easy to do that. So make sure that you're trying to, the easiest way to make sure that all fingers together, make your arm slightly soft, make your hand slightly soft, right? And make sure like you're holding something inside it. Right, so it shouldn't be straight because that makes it open right away. So it has to be a little bit here. Now, those fingers are close to it. So we don't want to have any guns, antennas, fingers pointed out. So it's all closed. Right? Just like in a roller coaster, remember they ask you to keep your hands and head and feet inside? Same thing here, right? So make sure that everything is closed. Right? So nothing pointed out. Right? So when you're dancing, because I see couples sometimes... Right? So especially this hand. Right? It's like I'm about to have a few chords right now. So, what am I? Huh? Oh. So this is what we don't want to have. Right? Looks kind of funny. So, make sure that all fingers are together, right? Including here. So now, guys, fingers here. The easy way, right? So if you're going to come to each other like this, right? And then you're going to turn lady to the left. So this is your setup hand. All right. So if you could see, we're either trying to do this where our thumbs are together or we're going to do this. Either way is correct. Just make sure that we're not doing something else or I don't know. All right. So now, very easy way to set up. Look, if you're going to come to each other like this, side by side, gentlemen, you're going to be on your right side. So here, where his thumbs together. All right. Either together or like this. Doesn't matter, right? So hands are closed, and now we're going to turn the lady to the left. So, to the left, yes. So here she is, all right? There's another way to do it. You could do high five. Now from here, fingers together, all thumbs, that's it, right? And from here, guys, that's another way. Look, if you do high five, and now ladies, don't move fingers, right? So we're going to do this. Close your fingers now. That's another way, right? So do this, high five. All right, now, gentlemen, only disattach all your four fingers besides right now your thumb and move them to the left in a 90-degree angle. All right, so from here, ladies, close your four fingers. Now, gentlemen, close your four fingers, and you're going to have your position. Or you could do the same thing, so it's either this or you could switch it to this. It doesn't really matter what you're going to do. All right, sorry guys. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Either this or this. It's easier to set up here. Here. That's it. So this is your position for all ballroom dances. All right. Now this hand, guys. So it has to be attached, right? So see, it's slightly curved. So it's not straight. Slightly soft. Slightly, right? So this is where what I would do. Right? So see, all together. Now we're not squeezing the partner, right? So we need to make sure that it's all open. Okay? Okay.
But so let's just. Hand does stay like this, right?
Yeah.
So his hand is curved and her hand's like.
Yeah, yeah. So the lady's hand would be straight because see, ladies, sorry, your hand is on top. So since we need to kind of create a little support here, so it's easier with that instead of straight, right? But ladies, you, because your hand just lays on top, so this, right? Or that. So see, I don't really change the way my hand is. I just change the location. Mm-hmm. Right? But if you could see, we're holding in between, not under the shoulder, right? So here, in between, right? And not only my thumb, but my pointing finger and my thumb. Okay?
Thank you. Do you like one person asked if you
No, no, no. Okay, about the space, right? You won't have the space if you are physically perfectly matched, which is almost impossible. So don't be afraid to have space in between your elbows, right? Especially in a tango. In a tango, you're going to have... So see right now, look. In a tango, we will have space. A little bit, maybe more. Really depends from our height characteristics and our length of the arms, right? So see, there is a little space. So we don't really want to do this, right? So same thing when we do the ballroom, right? See right now, there will be space and it's okay. Right? As long as the arm is not really lifted, so as long as we're not dancing like this, it's going to be fine. So space there is okay. Okay? Got it? Take the partner right now. Let's try to do proper tango frame and let's dance two walks. Open reverse sternum, lady outside and close finish. Now, gentlemen, make sure that you're holding your elbows. Right? And we're going to turn her to the left. That's it. Right? Turn, and then we're going to be facing line of dance right now. That's it. Okay? So, guys, make sure that the elbows are yours. Don't give them to the lady or to the gravity. Make sure that they're standing on one line. So, they shouldn't be hanging. Okay? But at the same time, your elbows should never be higher than your shoulders. Okay? Just remember. Let's go. And slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Okay, not bad. Not bad. Now, guys, since we are not really allowed to slide in tango, there's one sound that I shouldn't hear. Right? So I could hear your heels, but I shouldn't hear shuffling. If I hear shuffling, I know that you're dragging your feet through the floor. So we need to make sure that when we dance in tango, we are walking instead of sliding through. Okay? Let's try one more time. Take your partner. Okay? Right? Okay? Now, fingers are together. Yes, and palm is soft. Soft. That's it. Right? And now, so see right now, we need to make sure we have a little bit of space. Right? Here. Yeah, that's it. And then really pick up. Okay, good. Let's go. And slow. Slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. So the only thing right now, you don't have step together there when you do the reverse turn. So you did quick, quick. This is what you're doing right now. You need to go quick, quick, slow. So the right foot has to pass.
Okay.
And then don't really go. Da, da. Okay, very quickly about the curving walks. When you curve in the walks, all the curve, we're going to go to the left, always. When we curve in the walks, it's always to the left, never to the right, right? So when we're doing the walks, the easiest way to do, guys, we're just going to walk forward. So can everyone go behind me? So if you're going to stay, your feet pointing same direction, your body pointing same direction, your head pointing same direction. So now what I want you to do, I want you to take your elbows like this and turn your rib cage to the left and your head there too. Right? So see what I did? I didn't just put my arms there, but I rotated my whole rib cage and put them on my hip. Right? Now you see, my feet are still in the same direction. Feet are together. knees are soft, right? And they're in the same direction. So my head will be looking slightly to the left. And this is how we'll go. We're going to start going forward, but because we're constantly turned, we're going to start curving to the left. Right? So this is our curve. Right? But guys, it's not here. If you could see, I'm turning my whole upper body to the left. So not just my arms, right? I'm going to rotate my rib cage. So in tango, we're going to have a slight curve to the left all the time. So rib cage. See, if I'm holding, imagine I have a board in front of me. I'm going to turn my whole rib cage, right? So not just the arms going there, but arms attached to my rib cage, right? Okay, so this is how we dance tango. When we're going to curve, we're going to rotate our body a bit and continue curving. So if you could see, my top and my feet are turned to two different directions. Right? So I'm not walking here. So there's a little bit of twist. Okay? Take the partner. Let's try one more time. And then we're going to try to do two music. Ready? Take the partner. All fingers are closed. Very good. Let's do it. And slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good job. Okay, let's do it to music. Okay. Now, very quickly, in tango, we're dancing right now on four quarters. So we're going to have total of either four or eight counts, depending how we're counting. Slow going to be two counts. Quick going to be one count. So if we're counting slow, slow, how many counts in total will be? Four. Then we'll have quick, quick, slow. How many counts is that?
Four.
And then quick, quick, slow. Total, how many counts we have?
12.
Excellent. So we're going to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 7, 8. You have to really remember, because majority of the times you're going to finish on 7. You have to take two counts for the step, not only one. So if you're counting slow, make sure that your slow is long enough for both counts. Because a lot of times you say slow, and it's only one count. Because if you're actually going to go slow, is shorter than quick, because slow only has 4 letters and quick has 5 letters, right? So I want to make sure our slow is slow enough. So when I go in slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. So I'm really taking my time for the slow, because a lot of times you're going to start doing this. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Did I do slow? No, because I just fell there. So I want to make sure after I arrived quick, quick, I'm done with my step, I'm not falling, and now I'm going slow. Another way, could imagine everyone's so matrix, right? Remember Neo moving in slow motion? That's slow going to be our slow motion. So we're going to go slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Uh-huh. Okay, let's try to do it. So guys, I will just count 5, 6, 7, 8 before we start. Ready? 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, slow, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Okay, almost. One more time, please. 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Not bad, but remember, outside part, not inside. Okay, now, can we turn around? We'll do it one more time, please. Five, six, seven, eight, slow, slow. Quick, quick, outside partner. Quick, quick, slow. Not inline, outside. So when you're doing slow, don't go there. Go just straight forward. Okay? One more time, please. Five, six, seven, eight, slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Okay, ladies, remember you have to go outside partner. I still see half of you going in line. Look, you don't really have to think where you have to go. That's right now your partner's job. They should give you timing and a direction, right? So, look, if we're doing and slow, slow, quick, quick, right now, look, where should Myra go right now? Where she thinks that she has to go or where she's standing to go, right? So, look, if we're going to go, yes, we're going to go, she's just going to go outside. Ladies, what you're doing, you're starting to think, where should I go? And you're starting to take your foot and go really around. Just go straight forward, literally. Slow, quick, quick, slow. You don't have to think. Just go where you are right now. Because a lot of times you're going slow, slow, quick, quick. Oh, where should I go? Okay, I'm going to go there. Don't do that. So we did slow, slow, quick, quick, straight forward. That's it. Just as you look, that's where you go. You don't need to decide. If the partner messed up, that's his fault.
Don't worry, pretty little head about it.
Yeah. One more time, please. Key. Five, six, seven, eight. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. One more time, please. Now, remember, outside partner, not in line. Five, six, seven, eight. Slow, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. And we're not looking on the floor. Okay, that was much better, guys. Okay. Now, very quickly, just pretty much for everyone, especially for people who will be dancing competition. Gentlemen, this is how you're going to set your frame. That's something for you to remember. So, make sure that you first pick up yourself, so we're not going to be dancing like that, right? So make sure that your center is picked up, your knees are a bit soft all the time, doesn't matter if you dance in tango or something else. So now, guys, put your hands to the side, right? Ladies, going to do the same thing, it was going to just change. But make sure that right now your shoulders are down as much as possible, and your elbows are just maybe a little lower, right? From here, guys, this is what you're going to do. Gentlemen, this is for you. Right? Do you see what I'm doing? I'm only bending my arm from the elbow, not from the shoulder, because some of you are doing this. Right? Here. Right? Ladies, you're going to do the same thing, but your right arm is going to be up. Right? So look, again, two hands to the side. Here. So make sure that right now it's even level pretty much, right? From here, ladies, right arm will be up, left arm will be a little down, elbows higher, slightly. That's it, right? So from here, just make sure that right now when you're lifting your elbows, you don't do this, right? Unless you have an injury, then I'm going to, right? So if you have an injury and you can't lift your shoulder without lifting your elbow, I understand. But otherwise, I need to make sure that when you're lifting your arm, you could easily lift it without lifting the shoulder. Right? If you can't, there is an exercise. You take, how do you call it? Elastic belt. You could do elastic belt. Elastic belt and start doing this. Right? Make sure that you could lift your arms without lifting your shoulders. Right? And then eventually you'll be able to go more narrow. Right? But the point is that you have to be able to lift your arms without lifting your elbows. Because a lot of times what I see right now, you're dancing, your elbows are really, really down. So I want to make sure when you're setting up your frame, your elbows are pointing to the side, not down. Right? And then there shouldn't be behind. They have to be slightly in front. You see? Very slightly in front. Like imagine that when you're hugging a balloon, you want to make sure that you have more space than the balloon, right? So if I'm hugging balloon, I want to make sure that I'm hugging balloon like this. Not like that, right? So my arms will be in front of me. Ladies, same thing for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, got the idea? So now, guys, let's change the shoes, whoever wants to change the shoes, and we're going to do some Latin. Okay?